Thunder Bay. Ontario Provincial Police in northwestern Ontario are reporting an increase in multiple kinds of key traffic offences as well as violent crime and property crime this year, compared with the five-year average. OPP recently released the data, saying they aim to give the public an inside look at the work they do. We are committed to sharing more of what we do, and who we are, in order to keep everyone aware of what is happening in our region, said Chief Superintendent Brian McKillop. The new data raises concern because it shows an uptick in the rates of all of what police call the Big Four, offenses that can lead to collisions. Compared with the average of the past 5 years, to date this year OPP officers across the Northwest have laid 91% more charges for seatbelt infractions, 71% more charges for distracted driving, 47% more impaired driving charges, and 23% more charges for speeding. Regional Media and Communications Officer Autumn Eddy said there could be multiple contributing factors, but police are trying to focus on more enforcement as well as education. The OPP strategy includes targeting enforcement initiatives to high traffic periods such as holiday weekends, and that could be why there's an increase in those Big Four focuses, Eddy said. There's a huge push for traffic safety across the region to ensure safe roadways. Why that's necessary is apparent from the number of property damage collisions this year. So far, OPP have responded to 1,620 incidents, compared with a five-year average of only 1,327 property damage collisions. OPP investigations into incidents of violent crime in northwestern Ontario are also on the upswing. Violent crime investigations have increased by 7%, while property crime cases have gone up by 3% this year compared with the five-year average. Among the 2,042 incidents of violent crime, OPP have a clearance rate of 77%. The clearance rate refers to cases that have been closed, such as through a charge being laid or a warning being issued.